Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The great G-Cop and G-Cop.com's online. Hi, G!
Amazing, Angelo. It's just something else.
You're perky yourself, G. I can't get over it.
Well, I tell you, you know, I can't go anywhere where, you know, the people are just sky high about, you know, the way this team played and the fact that they overcame so much to win it. It's just, it still feels like a dream. You know, it really hasn't sunk in all the way. Just everybody's ecstatic. Now, of course, I'm getting calls and stuff about the parade. Everybody's, you know, that's what I was doing this morning. The parade. Oh, boy.
Well, they're scrambling, G, because there's going to be so many people here. It's going to be hard to get transportation into the city. That's the big issue this morning. But, G, I got to just ask you this. Watching it unfold and having been here with great Eagle teams yourself, do you ever take a second to go, man, I wish we'd have done this? Look at this love in this city. Do you ever look at that and say, man, we had a great team, too. We could have done it.
Well, you definitely think that way. It's just that this team, they stepped up to every challenge. I mean, really, when you look at it, they shouldn't have won it. I mean,
no.
Look at all the injuries.
Yep.
You're going, there's no way a team is going to have all these top players get hurt. There's no way. They're out of it. There's no way. They don't have a chance. But they did not blink an eye. They stepped up at every challenge. And to see the guys go out and play the way they have. And think about it. If I'd have told you that the New England Patriots were going to have 600 yards against our defense,
yep,
and we were still going to win, come on, there's no way you would have believed that, Angelo.
You're going right to where I want to go with this, G, because here's what I said at the beginning of the show. They gave up 613 yards, 505 in the air. G, if Brandon Graham doesn't make that play and Brady comes down for one more score and beats the Eagles, is it the story here that our defense collapsed historically, was one of the worst performances in the history of football? Wouldn't that be the story?
Angelo, after the game, I was talking to the defensive players, and they're looking me in the eye, and they're going like, we played terrible. You know? I mean, the guys are celebrating, but they're going like, oh, man, we were awful. You know, they got bailed out, man. They know they got bailed out. And I told Brandon, I said, Brandon, he's there with his wife and little girl and everything. I said, you see this little girl? She's like 2 years old. It was her birthday on the day of the game. I said, when she's old and gray, they're still going to be talking about that play you made because you saved the season. Come on, Brady was getting in a rhythm.
Oh, yeah.
They were getting ready to go downfield, and he knocked the ball out of his hand. Thankfully, he did not get the ball off. Because, you know, there were guys open, and, man, it's just one of the kind of things. The guys, of course, they were elated to win, but a lot of the defensive players, you know, they really weren't crazy because of the way they played. And so that's why, you know, you're going like, you know, this team is not done.
Oh, no, they're not. But, gee, I want you to hear this, all right, because Brandon Graham was out, I think it was our afternoon guys yesterday, and yeah. He was talking about the play. And you, I'm sure, dealt with this all the time when you play. He's there. He knows these guys are on their heels. They're giving up all these yards. It's Tom Brady. And he goes, all right, I got to do something here. I want you to hear the way you describe what happened and then react to it. Let's listen to it.
The whole game, they've been switching sides on where they're going to slide the center. And this time I knew he was sliding to flat side. And for me, I knew I had the one-on-one. And I've been bullying them all game. And, you know, I was like, all right, I got to switch it up. I'm going to act like I'm a bull and I'm going to, you know, swipe. And, you know, he ended up sitting down thinking I was going to bull him, and I got around him. Next thing you know, I seen Brady's arm, and I went for it. And next thing you know, I see Derek Barnett got the ball because I didn't even know it came out. I seen Derek Barnett had the ball, and, that was the hypest play I ever been a part of, because after that I just seen the whole sideline erupted like we just won. I mean, what we did in the end, but Like, we just won the game at that moment.
Gee, when you make that kind of play, you don't even realize you made it till later? What's that about?
Things happen so fast in the game, you really don't remember everything, you know, because in football, you're really not thinking cognitively because the play happens so fast, you're just playing instinctually. And so it's just a blur, you know. You go back and look at the tape, you go, I didn't even know that happened, because you're playing and it's like you're on another level when you play the game, because you don't have time to just think through everything. So you're just reacting just instinctually. And I told Brandon, hey, dude, that play is going to be remembered when you're old and gray, man. They're going to remember that play.
So true, G. But what I'm amazed by is that he was the hero on the defense and didn't know it for quite some time. You go, wow, you made the play of your life on the worst. Do you remember a team ever giving up 600 yards, Eagles defense? You ever remember that?
I don't ever remember that. No, I don't remember that ever happening. Right. I mean, for them to win that game like that, like I said, all the defensive players, you know, when everybody's celebrating and they're like, step back and go.
Right.
Yeah, we're happy we won. But, man, we were awful.
All right, now, gee, I got it. Rhea's got her own theory on this, but I want to run this by you because this was another thing that led to this amazing win. For whatever reason, we still have no logical reason to do it. Bill Belichick benched a better cornerback, Malcolm Butler, for Eric Rowe, who we know stinks because he played here. All right, gee. Why would he do that? He still hasn't given an explanation, but they're going nuts up in New England saying they would have won if they just played Butler.
I guess he is something that just ticked him off. It's probably some little quirky thing. Like, you know, every coach has got some little quirky thing, you know.
Yeah.
Like with Buddy, don't ever sit on your helmet, you know.
Oh, really?
He's ready to run you out. If I catch you sitting on your helmet,
yeah.
Coach, is it that bad? I mean, so it probably was something with Belichick where maybe, who knows, the guy had a toothpick in his mouth. He was running in his helmet. He goes, don't ever have a toothpick in your mouth.
Now, Rhea kind of, she can read minds better than us. Listen to her.
And, gee, I don't disagree with you. It was probably something minor, but he's so arrogant. I'm Bill Belichick. He's Doug Peterson. They've got a backup quarterback. I have Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I can do this without a problem. He's at the T-Wolves game, 2 days before the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
3 days?
Yeah.
I just think he never in a million
years. He onside kicked against the Eagles.
Yes, he did with Chip Kelly.
Disrespect.
Really, no respect.
I agree. And he got out coached. There's no doubt about it. He definitely, normally you never see this with him. He never leaves a stone unturned. Where it seems like he's just fanatical about the detail and everything, but they clearly got out detailed. I mean, that special play, really, you go over that with the guys when somebody's got to cover the quarterback when he's not under center. So that type of thing, he definitely got caught lunching. So I think it was he's got a little caught up into himself. I think that clearly it beat them, no doubt about it, because as bad as the Eagles' defense played, probably New England was worse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were bad, too. But, gee, here's the last thing I want to ask you. Larry, Roseman, Peterson, all the players, all the assistant coaches, how is their life different now because they're Super Bowl champs?
It's just where everybody, I mean, it's like the locker room is going to be a different locker room now because this is the home of a Super Bowl champion. You know, the stadium is different. Everything is different because you won the whole thing. All the guys in the league, you know, and I was up at the Super Bowl and have this thing where we have all the former players come in and they're able to eat and have a drink and talk about what happened and everything. And all the players up there, you know, the one thing that the guys that played but never won a Super Bowl, there's still something missing.
Yeah.
You know, and if you win a Super Bowl, it completes you because as a little kid, the thing you're dreaming of is one day you want to play in the Super Bowl and win it. That's the one thing that gets you started playing. And when you're playing a little ball and you're 4 and 5 years old and you're growing up, you're dreaming of playing in the Super Bowl. And when you get this, That's why after the game, these guys were boo-hooing like babies, crying. So many of the guys just crying. And some of the former players, they were crying. Everybody's crying and crying because it's what everybody dreams of. It's what you start off with, is dreaming of playing in the Super Bowl and winning it.
Rhea, just Jay, were you crying?
I couldn't help but cry some, yeah.
You're a man's man, Jay. I can't believe this.
That's awesome.
You
well,
even you know, had like a little tear in there?
Well, you know, like Brandon Graham, you know, you get close to guys after a while, and just talking to him about, man, do you know how big this play was? Your little girl, for the rest of her life, they're going to tell, your daddy knocked the ball out of Tom Brady's hand and helped us win the Super Bowl. And people they don't have any idea. Brandon, he still does not know the gravity and how big this was to the city. Because, come on, I've been around here 30 years. And every time, everywhere you go, oh, one day we'll win the Super Bowl. The older guys, you know, you go, I'm at the spa working out, and the guys, could you guys, I need a team to win a Super Bowl. I'm 80 years old now. I want to see, you know. And to finally have it happen, it really means a lot to everybody, especially in the Philadelphia area.
Gee, as usual, great, great job. Thank you, sir. It's more fun we could share it with great athletes and great people like you, Gee. Thank you, my friend. Be well.
My pleasure.
Yeah, the great G Cobb. He's so good at putting it in terms you can relate to.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.